710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line is on the air. 877-710-ESPN. The Verizon Wireless Lakers line is brought to you by
Morongo Casino Resort. Come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
Care More Medical. Help more. Heal more. Care more. It's what we do. Visit CareMore.com today.
Roger Dunn Golf Shops. The world's largest golf supermarkets. RDGolf.com.
Metro PCS. $40 period. Unlimited talk, text, web. Never sign a contract. $40 period. Metro PCS. Unlimited yourself.
Hollywood Park Casino. The best place to play in L.A. Play HPC.com.
U.S. Bank. Proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball. Light up the lines. We're talking Lakers. Live from the ESPN Zone at L.A. Live. Here are 710 ESPN's Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Curry gets it from the official. Defended by Fisher. Top of the circle, McGetty. Bounce right wing. Curry gets the three off. Misses back rim. 3 seconds. Ellis rebounds. Dribbles out. Shoots a fadeaway three. Banking off the rim and no good. It hung on the iron for a second before it rolled off agonizingly for Golden State. And the Lakers escape disaster here in Oakland.
124-121, and the Lakers do get out of Oakland with a victory, and it was certainly in doubt numerous times throughout this game. Brian Long, A. Martinez, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. We'll take your phone calls tonight at 877-710-ESPN. Lakers Line is brought to you by Verizon Wireless for the America's largest 3G network, VerizonWireless.com. A. Martinez, shocking game because the Lakers did just about everything Nelly and the Warriors would want them to do besides not giving up or making three more points. The reality is they played right in the hands of the Warriors. If you're going to draw it up, if you were going to say, this is how we're going to beat the Lakers gave them the opportunity, the blueprint to do it.
This is going to sound maybe not strong here, but I'm going to hold on to what I said in the last couple of games. At least it's a win.
Oh, no, listen, you know where I stand on all this.
Yeah, but I'm saying it in a way where it's, I don't have a lot backing it up. It was awful. It was a terrible win, an ugly win. This is now I understand what Kobe Bryant was talking about when he was disgusted after the Toronto Raptors victory. This was worse. 24 turnovers to 5 to the Golden State Warriors. Why does this team get lulled into playing into the other team's style like they do constantly? They do this all the time. Well, and lately, they're a second-half team. They luckily wake up in the second half.
A, they gave up 65 points in the first half of this game. 65 points. Lakers 59. They were down by 6. Frankly, that's just not going to get it done when you're playing against teams that will actually play some defense tonight. Not enough defense was played by the Lakers. But, and I don't take that lightly, eh? At this point, there are no more style points. Doesn't matter how you win, you end up with one more point than the other guy, and you're not going to hear me be a hypocrite. That's all I care about. I don't care. You know, I'm not in there.
I guess. I mean, I want to agree with you, and I guess I sort of do, because I don't want to go back on my word either. But, man, how could they? I just don't get this game.
Well, it started.
I mean, it's very possible that a score like this could happen against the Warriors, but they had this under control where a score like this shouldn't have happened.
Well, let me throw a number at you. You ready? 8 turnovers, Andrew Bynum. 8 turnovers, Andrew Bynum. 6 in the first half. 9 turnovers for Kobe Bryant. That is a ton of turnovers. A ton between two guys. And then you chip in 2 for Lamar and then 1 and 1 for Vujicic and Fisher, and 1 for Gasol. That is a ton of turnovers, and something they're going to have to do a better job moving the basketball and being efficient. Now, I will tell you this. A lot of this came from tonight. Kobe Bryant, 9 of 18, 29 points. A lot of this came from him trying to get the ball inside, trying to get the big guys involved. So beggars can't be choosers here. You can't crush them on one hand and say, you dominate the ball too much. There needs to be more distribution of the basketball. And then the byproduct that is, at times, guys are not going to be able to convert when you get the ball to him.
And I don't know necessarily if it was the Lakers' defense in the second half that did much. It was the Warriors coming out cold to start the third quarter that that kind of got everything back in order for the Lakers, at least at the start. I guess we're all just lucky that the Warriors played worse defense than the terrible defense the Lakers played.
Yeah, the Lakers just did not have it going at times tonight, and they found themselves getting sort of lulled into playing exactly the way the Golden State Warriors wanted. Golden State 65, Lakers 59. Action started in the first. Kobe Bryant drives, spins, thought it was going to be a big night.
Kobe ducks around his man inside and stuffs it with two. Nifty finish, a spinning head fake. Had Ellis looking like he was stuck in quicksand.
That was a great move. We were watching that. It looked like Kobe Bryant had no issues with knees or any part of his body. That's how fast that thing looked. That looked like a Kobe Bryant from 5 years ago.
Corey Maggette was not just looking in awe, sitting around watching. He was running down the floor, and he did this a couple times tonight, converting on coast-to-coast drives.
Here comes the Warriors. Maggette just waltzes right down the floor, down the paint, and stuffs it in with a right hand.
Well, the Warriors are a lot faster than the bigger Lakers.
And that really was the case tonight. They were just using their speed against the Lakers. And when the Lakers dictated tempo and slowed it down and made the Warriors play their game, it got out of hand. The Lakers would jump up by 10, but the minute they started in transition A, that's when problems happened.
Yeah, maybe it's just easier to run up and down the floor. You would imagine you'd want to slow things down. But and I think when it comes to teams like this, like the Raptors, the Warriors, the Pacers, the Knicks, I think teams get lulled into what they were playing when they were little kids. That, you know, no rules basketball. Everyone just runs up and down, shoots as soon as you can, and then worries about playing defense. Maybe if the ball happens to be near you, or you can maybe try and block a shot, because that's what it seems like the Lakers do when they play these kind of teams.
Action in the second, it was all about Stephen Curry.
Warriors pushing, 3-on-3. Curry stops top of the circle, trying to find a teammate, now shoots a three, and sticks it. Biggest lead for the Warriors, 9 points. 72-63 with 9:50 left in the third.
And Curry would end the game with 29 points. He had a big night tonight as well.
Yeah, he's the rookie of the year. Early in the year it was Tyreek Evans, and then it was Brandon Jennings. He has been, from the start of the season all the way through now, improving each and every single month. He's my rookie of the year in the NBA.
Well, he did it again later.
Devin George clears. Now let's near side Curry. Curry up top, shoots a straightaway three. Got it! It's a one-point game. Curry trying to rev up these fans. Does the airplane as he retreats back.
And then Kobe Bryant would answer. Now, a lot of things were starting to go back and forth, and you heard the Warriors were able to draw within one. Then, what seemed like a couple minutes later, Kobe Bryant pounds a three, extends the lead to 9.
Curry closes. Brown Carlin, left wing. Veers top of the circle. Picks up the dribble. Right wing Bryant. 5 to shoot.
Well, he's going to shoot a three.
Pulls up a long three. Buries it. And the lead back to 9 points.
Solid shooting night for Kobe Bryant. 9 of 18 from the floor. 9 of 11 from the free throw stripe. It was a good night for Kobe offensively. It just, the 9 turnovers kind of balances things out a little bit for me.
And the Golden State Warriors again made a push at the end. Monte Ellis with a 3.
Bryant against Ellis, left wing. Trying to curl, lost his footing. It's knocked away. Ellis picks up this loose ball. Up the near side, wide open 3. And this is a 2-point basketball game.
And then, they had 2 looks at it at the end. We're not able to knock down the shots. Lakers get out of Oakland with the win.
On a night when Ellis shot 5 for 23, I mean, it was an awful shooting night for Monta Ellis, but they still managed to be right there. I was surprised a little bit that he didn't try and kick it out to Steph Curry, who was out there. Maybe, I think, because Curry, when he shot that 3-pointer at the end, kind of started fading or out of bounds a little bit to see where the ball was going to go. I don't think he stepped back in quick enough for Ellis to think he's a legitimate option to at least try a 3-pointer. So lucky for the Lakers, because he might have hit it.
Lakers line brought to you by Saboba Casino. Text the word Saboba to 40705 for a chance to win $710 in free slot play from Saboba Casino. Enter to win $7,000 in free slot play online right now at 710ESPN.com. We will take your phone calls at 877-710-ESPN. Go back up to Oakland. Give Phil Jackson's comment. More post-game analysis as well and reaction. He's A. Martinez. I'm Brian Long, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Curry gets it from the official, defended by Fisher. Top of the circle, McGetty. Bounce right wing, Curry gets the three off, misses back rim, 3 seconds, Ellis rebounds, dribbles out, shoots a fadeaway three, banking off the rim and no good. It hung on the iron for a second before it rolled off, agonizingly for Golden State, and the Lakers escape disaster here in Oakland.
Lakers line brought to you by Custom Comfort Mattress, resting on a family tradition of over 25 years. We don't sleep well unless we know you do. Visit CustomComfortMattress.com for a store near you. Lakers do win tonight, and we'll take it as they look to answer that three-game road skid that they had. And then, of course, coming off the heels of their win, now stringing a couple together. And, A, I don't care what anyone says at this moment. It's just about winning. That's it. You just got to win games.
Yes and no. Yes, you do have to win games, especially with the Denver Nuggets right on your heels. Now it's a 3.5 game lead in the Western Conference for the best record overall and home court throughout the Western Conference playoffs. But you do want to have some kind of a showing that you're ramping it up. That things are getting better, not leveling off or maybe getting worse.
Yeah, but they are getting better. They're winning. They won two games, lost two games. So they're getting better. Lakers line is brought to you by Metro PCS. $40, period. Unlimited talk, text, web. What you see is what you pay. That means $40 includes all taxes and regulatory fees. Never sign a contract. $40, period. And another reason Metro PCS is wireless for all. Metro PCS, unlimit yourself. Let's go to Santa Ana and Danny. You're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing, Danny?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. I wanted to comment on the turnovers. I mean, that was just awful. I mean, well, how many turnovers? Like 24?
24 turnovers.
24 to 5.
That was just awful. I mean, Bynum and Bryant had like 18 combined or something like that. And, I mean, like you guys mentioned it, though. Kobe was passing it into the post. I think Stu Lance said it once. Bynum and Gasol have like stone hands. Are they catching the ball or... I mean, catch the ball with two hands, guys. I mean, they're trying to think to do their moves before they catch the ball. And then, on the final possession, Phil Jackson, can you please foul before? And then they had the same exact thing against Toronto, guys. Steph Curry 3 was right online. I mean, that thing was, I mean, I thought it was in right away. And, the Fisher and Gasol went after the center, I think, for some reason. And also why Stu Lance said this on the broadcast, why have a 7-footer in the game? Just take him out and put in Odom, Artest, Kobe, Brown, and Fisher.
Yeah, I don't know why at that point he made that decision, Danny, to put him as they were aligning up. But as far as him not taking the foul, he just doesn't do it.
And one of the other things, since we're rattling off things that we weren't happy about in the game, I realize the Lakers aren't the best team defending against the pick and roll, but man, Golden State used that thing to perfection today. It was constant. It was always there for them. Whenever it's set up where they could use it, it was there for them, and the Lakers had no answer. And I don't understand how they could be that bad against that particular play.
Lakers line is brought to you in part by Hollywood Park Casino. It's the best place to play in LA. Visit playhpc.com to register for the next 710 ESPN poker tournament, and you can win a seat in the 2010 World Series of Poker. A. Martinez, Brian Long, live from the ESPN Zone, LA Live. Lakers do win tonight, 124-121. Let's go to El Monte. Victor, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Hello, hi Long and hi Ace.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. This is my first time calling, talking about liquor.
Sure.
Yes. I have a question for you, about a liquor. Why Phil Jackson let Kobe initiate the offense and create all that turnover in the game, you know?
Well, Kobe Bryant is Victor. Kobe Bryant is the initiator of the offense.
Yeah,
he's always going to do that. And as I was saying to start the tonight's show, the reality is there's going to be good and bad.
Oh.
There's going to be good and bad with the decision to try to push the ball into the post, and that's exactly where some of those turnovers were coming. You can't blame Kobe's getting tagged with the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
There are balls going off people's hands.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is one of those nights where Pau Gasol was not as efficient catching the ball, and Andrew Bynum had a lot of turnovers himself.
It seemed like they were too eager to try and exploit that size advantage they had on the Warriors. So eager.
But
I'm
not mad about that.
No, I'm not. But you ever see it like in football when you see a wide receiver kind of make his move and he hasn't caught the ball yet? That's kind of what's going on with the Lakers. The ball was coming in. The inbounds pass was coming. I mean, the pass was coming into the post, and they were already trying to make their move before the ball got there because they wanted to just abuse them as quickly as possible. I think that they got ahead of themselves and caused a lot of turnover.
All right, Victor, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Care More Medical. Help more, heal more, care more. It's what we do. Visit caremore.com today for information on your health care needs. 877-710-ESPN. When we come back, we'll get Kobe comments with Heather Cox of ESPN right after the game. Also, we'll go back up to Oakland, get some more reaction. Take more of your phone calls as well. 877-710-ESPN. I'm Brian Long. He's A. Martinez. We are live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live, this is 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Curry closes, Brown curling, left wing, veers top of the circle, picks up the dribble, right wing Bryant, five to shoot.
Well, he's going to shoot a three.
Pulls up a long three, buries it, and the lead back to 9 points.
Lakers do win tonight, 124-121. It is time for you to try your hand at the Morongo Casino Resort three-pointer. Text the word Morongo to 40705 and answer three questions correctly for a shot to win a two-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort. Brian Long, A. Martinez, live from the ESPN Zone, LA Live. Take your thoughts on the Lakers tonight, who, at the very least, you can say came out of this game with a win. Afterwards, the comments, I think, pretty much sum it up by Lamar Odom with Spiro and Michael. Frankly, just saying, you know what, we're not going to be happy till this whole thing's done.
Lamar Odom joins us postgame. Lamar, how tough is that to watch that ball hit the back of the rim?
Looked like it was about to go in.
Lamar, what was the issue tonight with the turnovers? Is there anything you can put your finger on, or is it just one of those nights?
I think, the game is like a free-flowing game, like up and down. And, sometimes you forget about just the little things like taking care of the basketball. You get caught up going up and down.
Lamar, you guys have a hard time. I mean, you came out in the Phoenix game and you guys had that playoff intensity. The game was very electric. It was aggressive. But tonight, you guys have a hard time playing against these lottery teams that are going away and just playing out the string. Is that what it is?
I don't think so. This team will make you play because they'll blow you out. They just don't have a good record. You know, this team, they had a lot of people in double figures. And the young kid, Curry, had 29. He impresses me a lot. But if you don't play against this team, they'll blow you out, especially in this place.
Lamar, do you like these kind of games, these free-flowing games?
I think we're better against the elite. Not taking anything away from this team, but that's when you see everything
right
that we got. You know what I mean? That's when we use everything. We really play like a basketball.
Lamar, before we let you go, where is this team right now? 49-18. You get another half game on Denver, who lost tonight. Satisfied with where you guys stand here in mid-March?
No, we won't be satisfied until the end of June.
I like that answer, Lamar.
Yeah, that's when we'll be satisfied. We're the last team standing in June.
Well, Lamar, big night off the bench. 17 points and 12 rebounds.
Yep.
Lamar, we appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem.
And now I guess for tomorrow against Sacramento, we should expect a very close game. Remember, the first time they played was that might have been the day after Christmas, and that was the double overtime game up in Sacramento. And then the second time they played, that was when they overcame a 20-point deficit and Kobe Bryant sunk a three-pointer to win it, and I think that was New Year's Day. So if they play down to the level of inferior teams, Sacramento's a bad team, a team that's been giving them trouble all season long. Expect another close game. and maybe not gauge too much, Brian, over how they're playing against teams like Golden State and Sacramento and just be happy for a win if they get it?
I think you have to. I think everyone's giving the Lakers their best shot right now. Every time they roll into a city, especially teams like the Golden States who are looking for a watermark, they're looking for some way to measure themselves. You got to just be happy to come out of that game with a win. I'm not saying the Lakers played great tonight, but frankly, they played well enough to win. Lamar is our VIP, the very important player of the game. When you need Laker tickets, one place to go, VIP tickets. Check them out online at VIPtickets.com. Tomorrow morning, listen to Colin Cowherd in the 9 o'clock hour for Colin's cue to call. When you hear Colin's cue to call, you call in. It's your shot at winning those Laker tickets courtesy of VIP tickets. And, of course, if you're not the person that's lucky enough to win them, you can buy those tickets at VIPtickets.com. He's A. Martinez. I'm Brian Long. Lakers are victorious tonight, 124-121. Let's go to a Will who's been holding out in Southgate. Will, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I got some just concerns, a couple of points I wanted to make. For one, I thought the organization really lost out on the opportunity to get a player like Devin Harris. You let Finley go to Boston, and you're looking at the way they're gelling and playing. And then, two, I don't understand how we just continue to sit Bingo on the bench and not get any production out of him. And where has Paul Gasol consistency gone? It's just like the Lakers look terrible right now. And if they play like this, we will not be – the last team standing in June.
Well, you know what, Will? I think I know where you're coming from with Powell in terms of he doesn't look as good from the stripe. He doesn't look as good, you know, catching the ball and finishing. But remember, the thing about Paul Gasol, you say that, and tonight he was 10 of 13, had 26 points and 9 rebounds.
Yeah.
He's sort of deceiving that way because I think we've become so accustomed to him being almost perfect. When he gets the ball in his hand. And so sometimes with Pau Gasol, because I got to tell you, Will, I find myself doing the same thing. Like, why is he missing shots at the free throw line? Why is the ball going through his hands? Then I look at him at the end of the game, and you realize he had a really effective game.
Oh, yeah, I like Pau Gasol's game. I just want to see more toughness out of him. I'm not asking him to be a Dwight Howard, but I would like him to show a little bit more toughness.
Well, he has been showing it a little bit more, but I don't know if that's going to be something that you can expect. It's just not in his personality. And I've known just by watching sports, and I'm sure you have as well, that you can't ask someone to do something that's just not in him to do.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, good call. Thanks, man. Thanks, Will. 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to B out in L.A. B, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to ask a question about Ron Artest.
Do what?
Hello? Yeah, I just want to ask a question about Ron Artest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is he not taking the wide-open shots?
Well, he was 5 of 8 tonight for 12 points.
I know, but he has, like, a wide-open looks, and he doesn't take the shot. He's been looking for Kobe and, you know, like today, he had a wide open shot, he didn't take it until they call it a turnover on it, you know?
Well, you know what, B? I look at him tonight, and that's about where I would see his offense. Maybe you'd like 3-4 more points, something like that, but 12 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. You know, it was a pretty efficient night for Ron Artest.
And he's not shy about taking shots. I mean, almost sometimes to the point where he should be shy sometimes.
Maybe a little more shy, yeah. Lakers Line is brought to you by Hollywood Park Casino. It's the best place to play in L.A. Visit playhpc.com to register for the next 710 ESPN Poker Tournament, and you could win a seat in the 2010 World Series of Poker. We'll come back, squeeze in a few more of your calls. Lakers do win tonight, 124-121. We're live from the ESPN Zone, L.A. Live. He's A. Martinez, and I'm Brian Long on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line continues live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. Here are Brian and A.
Curry gets it from the official, defended by Fisher. Top of the circle, McGetty. Bounce right wing, Curry gets to 3 off, misses back rim, 3 seconds, Ellis rebounds, dribbles out, shoots a fadeaway 3, banking off the rim and no good. It hung on the iron for a second before it rolled off agonizingly for Golden State. And the Lakers escape disaster here in Oakland.
124-121, the Lakers do win tonight. Tomorrow night they will ratchet this thing back up against Sacramento as we try to, frankly, if you're the Lakers, you try to keep this thing going and building some momentum. And A, I know you look at the final score of this game and the flow of the game and you don't exactly go home with a ton of confidence the way they played tonight, but ultimately they did enough to win this game, and I don't think that can be overlooked.
No, especially how they've been playing lately. You take any victory. You would, though, like to see that defensive intensity and pressure keep kind of steady throughout the game a little bit, not to have to rally like they do and have to put on extreme displays over a span of a few minutes to get themselves back into games, because I think they're going to just tire themselves out. They're going to wear themselves out if they have to do this to win games down the stretch.
Let's go to Encino Lee. You're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. I'm kind of laughing because everybody's concerned about Andrew Bynum shooting, Ron Artest shooting, and they become animal under the net, and it's like being too critical. I'm just really happy to see everybody just hustling. And that's just it. I'm not really worried about what's going to happen later on because they're just going to be so strong. They're just looking good. I know they're tired, but I'm really happy with what I saw tonight.
You know what? I agree with you, Lee, about the sort of looking at guys taking shots. If you want to be very honest about it, I look at Andrew Bynum tonight, 6 of 11, 19 points, 14 rebounds. I'll take that stat line anytime. Now, granted, you're playing against a team with not much inside in terms of Golden State, but A. Martinez, I mean, if you had the opportunity and you said every night you're going to get 19 and 14 from Andrew Bynum, you'd take it and you'd run.
No, I'm absolutely happy with that. He did what he needed to do against a very small Golden State team. The only thing that still, and I'm going to harp on it, this is the part of the schedule. They had Golden State tonight. They have Sacramento tomorrow, where ideally you get enough of a lead where you don't have to play Kobe Bryant 40 minutes like he played today. Is Kobe going to have to play another 40 minutes tomorrow? That kind of stuff, he's got to, look, I know he's been in the league a long time, but it's maybe a little too long for him to be playing 40 minutes back-to-back nights to get victories over teams that are 20 games under 500. You try and use these games as ideal spots to rest him here and there, and they haven't been able to do that.
Let's slide out to Brian Long Beach. Alex, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How are you?
Pretty good. I've been very critical of the Lakers beyond any other person in L.A., but what I noticed tonight that really made a positive impact for me was the fact that they made runs in the sense that 12-2 runs, 8-2 runs, 16-5 runs, opposed to other nights where they didn't have any consecutive, scoring streaks of, two back-to-back three-pointers. And I thought that was very, very, very positive for the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, listen, I think it's something that they definitely can pull from. No one's ever, I think, doubted, Alex, that they can score points and they can score in bunches. I think if there's one thing tonight you take away from it is that Golden State was able to dictate the pace of this game. And that you wish the Lakers would have been able force Golden State into playing the style of play they want to play. And Golden State got running up and down the floor, and the Lakers went right along with them and fortunately were able to pull out this win. So I think from an offensive standpoint, you're exactly right. And I think it shows their proficiency on offense. From a defensive standpoint, you would like to have seen them slow this down.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks. All right, it is time for the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
710 ESPN's Lakers line presents the McDonald's defensive play of the game. From the finest potatoes, crispy on the outside, warm and fluffy on the inside, McDonald's world-famous fries. Enjoy them with an icy cold Coke at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
Curry straight away around a screen, down the left of the paint, behind the back to Hunter inside, stripped by Brown. Lakers pushing.
And there was a lot of good defensive plays. Andrew Bynum also had one, remember, that led to a bucket on the other end. So there was some flashes of defense that the Lakers had in this game, just not in consistent enough stretches where they didn't have to work this hard to get a victory over the Golden State Warriors. But, Brian, I am with you. I am with you in that it is a victory, considering that it's been inconsistent lately to get a long winning streak. I'll take this if it's the start of a longer streak.
All right, 124-121. That's the story tonight. Lakers do win. Tomorrow night, it's in Sacramento. We will talk to you at halftime on the Lakers Network. And then, of course, after the game, it's the Lakers line. Brian Long, A. Martinez, and we'll take all your phone calls tonight. And hopefully we'll be talking about a three-game streak. Want to thank Frank Laffarelli, ran the board tonight. Also, Julio Morataya. Jared Diglio is fighting under the weather today. Coming down here.
I got to drive him home in the same car.
Coughing and sneezing all over
the
booth.
Stick your head out the window unbelievable. Don't talk to me.
And thank him for, as the executive producer's job is to make it all better. He did. Now we'll all be sick. So thank you, Jared Diglio, for the effort. X-ray for doing your X-ray work. We'll thank all of you who chose to call, all of you who chose to listen. Thank you as well. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. On 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
You've been listening to 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line live from the ESPN zone at LA Live. Join us following every Lakers game home and away. The Verizon Wireless Lakers line is brought to you by Zoboba Casino, where winning is just the beginning.
U.S. Bank, proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball.
Metro PCS, $40 period. Unlimited talk, text, web. Never sign a contract. $40 period. Metro PCS, unlimited yourself.
Morongo Casino Resort, come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
For complete Lakers coverage, log on to 710ESPN.com and listen every day to the flagship home of Los Angeles Lakers basketball. 710 ESPN.